listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.
You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined today by Sharon Suter, registered nurse with Primary Children's Hospital. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we are talking about the flu vaccine. Of course, vaccines in general are a big topic right now during the season we're in, and the flu vaccine is not one to be overlooked. You're saying right now it's actually more important than ever. We didn't see a lot of flu last winter, though, but we're hearing now this year from the CDC that they do project that it'll come back. And of course, not only with the flu, but then, you know, on top of everything else going on with COVID-19 continuing to circulate, you guys are saying that getting your flu vaccine is definitely important, not something that should be overlooked this year.
That's right. So we've already seen some flu cases in Utah this year. Last year, just with all of the social distancing and the masking mandates and the COVID-19 restrictions that were in place, we didn't see a lot of any respiratory illnesses, particularly the flu. But this year, with already seeing flu cases in the community, it's more important than ever to get you and your family vaccinated against influenza so you can prevent having those potential co-infections and especially from being hospitalized. Our hospitals are already very overwhelmed with COVID-19, as we all know, and influenza causes a great deal of hospitalizations every year. Anything we can do to prevent that would be in our best interest.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's break it down a little bit and talk about who can get the flu vaccination, who shouldn't, age ranges, things like that. For myself, I'm pregnant, mom of other kids. Is it safe for pregnant women to get the flu shot?
Yes, in fact, it's recommended for pregnant women to get the flu shot. The flu vaccine is only available for people who are 6 months of age and older. So for moms to get vaccinated while they're pregnant is the only way that they're going to be able to be protected themselves and then provide protection for their newborn child as well. Otherwise, there are a few people who wouldn't be eligible to get the vaccine, but mostly that has to do with their current health status. Everybody really 6 months of age and older should be able to get the flu vaccine unless your doctor tells you otherwise.
And they're pretty widely available. I mean, you can go just about anywhere these days and get your flu vaccination, right?
It's true. They have flu vaccines. Even in local pharmacies, you can drop by and get a flu vaccine. Doctor's office. We also have a public flu vaccine clinic up here at Primary Children's that is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. And we accept drop-ins. No appointment is required.
And I've even heard of some schools. I know my son's school in particular, they're doing like a flu vaccination night, and they're kind of theming it all around Halloween. It's called like the flus and booze or something like that. And they're promoting the flu vaccination for students, which I think is great because, you know, that's sometimes the only way we can get that vaccine in our kids' arms. And so I think that's great that they're helping out with families.
Yes, it is. I love that. I hadn't heard about that before, but there's a lot of community options out there for getting your flu vaccine.
Yeah. And, you know, like you were saying, it's just, you know, another step that we can take to help not only keep ourselves and our families safe, but our community safe as well. You had mentioned that we had started to possibly see a couple cases of the flu already coming back into Utah.
Yes, we have. We have seen a few cases of influenza already this year in Utah. So it's already begun to circulate. And the CDC does recommend that you get your flu shot when it's available. So now is a great time to go and get your flu shot. It takes a couple of weeks for full immunity to develop once you are vaccinated. So it's best to get it before there's too much flu going around. If you wait until influenza is running rampant in the community, you might get sick with it before your immunity develops after getting your flu shot. So think about that when you're considering the timing of influenza vaccine. Get it at least 2 weeks before you want to be fully protected against it.
Sure. And, you know, you're also saying that, you know, any sort of major flu outbreak that could lead to, you know, other problems with providing care as well. We've already seen some RSV also, and that can, there can be a correlation with that between the flu and RSV and outbreaks like that, right?
Oh, definitely. Once we start seeing respiratory infections on the rise, there's always a risk that we'll see more respiratory infections. And RSV is enjoying a very early surge this year. Mm-hmm. We started seeing RSV escalate in our community in July. Now, typically this doesn't happen till later in the year. So in order to prevent these co-infections, it's really easy to get one illness and while your immune system is working so hard to try to get you better from that, it's not able to always fight off all the other illnesses you may come in contact with. Doing as much as you can to prevent yourself from getting sick by getting a flu vaccine and a COVID vaccine will help you from getting sick with other illnesses as well.
Now, if you could look into your magic eight ball, which, you know, that's predicting the future right now. And we're talking about RSV, and we know we saw that early surge in the summer, which is rare.
Yes, very rare.
Looking forward, prediction-wise, if you could, not trying to put you on the spot, but what does that look like then come winter? If we've already seen this early surge, does that mean maybe it's come and gone? Or do you think that that means it's only going to get worse come winter?
I believe it's only going to get worse. If you mm-hmm. look at the data that is out there right now, it is still continuing to climb. And it will continue to get worse as winter keeps us indoors more and prevents us from being outside. It's just a prime environment for respiratory viruses to be able to circulate. We spend more time with families and loved ones in close contact during the winter months. These are all the kinds of situations that lend to spread of respiratory viruses.
And so because of that, once again, the importance of getting our flu shot, protecting ourselves from something we know we can protect ourselves from is crucial right now.
Exactly. The flu shot and the COVID-19 vaccine.
And then, you know, we still have to remember all of the same, you know, hygiene protocols that we've been so, you know, diligent about mm-hmm. practicing. Of course, you know, keeping our hands clean and washed and surfaces clean and washed and, you know, staying home when we don't feel well, or, you know, if our kids don't feel well, keeping them home from school. I mean, we can't let those things go by the wayside either.
You're exactly right. And this is so important that we continue utilizing the same methods that we started with last year with COVID, using good hand hygiene and helping our kids utilize good hand hygiene as well. Wearing masks when the situation calls for it, getting vaccinated against these vaccine preventable diseases, staying home when we're ill. The interesting thing about influenza is you can become infected with influenza and start shedding the virus about 24 hours before you start showing symptoms of influenza. And that means that you could be making other people sick if you're not taking those precautions, washing your hands, covering your cough. And you'll continue to shed that virus for 5 to 7 days after you start showing symptoms. So to be aware of that and to keep yourself and your loved ones protected, just be aware that you'll continue to shed that virus for a few days after you start showing symptoms.
And that is a good reminder that a lot of people might not automatically think about when it comes to getting the flu.
Yeah, definitely. I think we tend to think as soon as a fever is gone that we can go back to work or we can go back to school. But we should be aware, especially with influenza, of that continued shedding of virus that will go on for a few days after our symptoms start.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's break it down one more time for our listeners, just so that they know, where they can get their flu vaccines and who is able to get them, because it's really anyone and you can get them really anywhere.
Yes. So anyone 6 months of age or older may be vaccinated against influenza. And there are certain high-risk groups that are especially prone to getting sick with influenza and getting very sick with influenza. So that includes kids that are under the age of 5, but especially under the age of 2. Anybody who has chronic illnesses, whether they be respiratory or cardiac associated, neurological illnesses, diabetes, rheumatology associated illnesses. And then pregnant women are also very susceptible to getting sick and very sick, even to the point of needing to be hospitalized with influenza. And in addition to that, anybody 65 years and older also is at greater risk for contracting flu. And there is a high dose flu vaccine that's available for 65 years of age and older population to be vaccinated against influenza. And as you mentioned, there are so many places available to get your flu vaccine. The Department of Health is also able to offer those vaccines, but contact your healthcare provider or come up to Primary Children's, where our flu shot spot is located in the Eccles Outpatient Building. No appointment necessary, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Perfect. Sharon, thank you so much for all of the information and walking our listeners through the importance of getting their flu vaccine this year. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.